It's the 75th anniversary this coming Sunday, December 10th, of the awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize in 1931 to Jane Addams, who was one of America's most innovative social thinkers and one of its most active progressive leaders. We recently spoke with Lisa Lee, the director of the Hull House Museum in Chicago on the University of Illinois Chicago Circle campus. We asked Ms. Lee about the role that the arts played in Jane Addams' thinking and in her work with children.
Jane Addams is most famous for being the first American woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize, but she really was so remarkable in many other ways because of all the work she did in neighborhoods to really create the conditions for peace to flourish. And she advocated for playgrounds and recreational space for children. She advocated for the 8-hour workday, and they worked to create laws against child labor and for compulsory education for children and for public health and public housing and for the role of the arts for children. The thing about the arts for Jane Addams was she didn't believe that they were a luxury or just something for the rich and elite of society. She really believed that they were a basic building block for creating the most participatory democracy and a really full sense of what it means to be a citizen. And so not only did they have arts classes here for children, but they also had a little theater for young people here, and they also had dance programs and a whole range of arts and culture projects. I think sometimes people forget that at the turn of the century, there really wasn't a sense of what it meant to be a child versus what it meant to be an adult. And Jane Addams and her associates really redefined with incredible vision what it meant to have a childhood. And so, for example, they realized that so many kids, especially kids of immigrants who were living in Chicago, weren't actually in school. So they advocated for compulsory education laws. And then in addition to that, they realized that because so many kids were working in sweatshops, that there needed to be sort of laws against child labor. And then she realized that children had nowhere to go after school, and so they created the first public playground here in Chicago. And so they really had this comprehensive sense and idea of all the things a child might need in order to have a childhood.